broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We're very happy to be with you. And Ted Bell is going to be with us. Bud, do you have him on the line?
Yeah, Mr. Bell's, but he said don't go to him yet because he's got to figure out some receipts and stuff.
Yeah, okay, I understand. We won't go to him yet. He's figuring out some receipts. I understand that he's...
Did a lot of phone calls, but people want to know what's behind you on a Phil TV.
That is a beautiful desertscape from Santa Susana Historic Park, Santa Susana Pass.
No, you said Santa Susana Pass Historic Park.
Right, and that's a beautiful scene from that. Here, as a matter of fact, I'll give you a much better look at it. And as you can see, it just goes on forever and ever more. Now, a lot of westerns were filmed in that gorgeous topography that I'm looking at, and you guys are too young, but they used to film westerns out there, and that's where Spahn Ranch is.
That's where they killed a guy.
No, that ain't where they killed a guy. Look, you know, I'm even sorry that I brought up Spahn Ranch to you guys, because you get it wrong every time. They didn't kill a guy. They didn't kill a guy there. The people that killed people live there. Anyway, that's what that is. All right, so our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Now, there's really only one way to fully enjoy the world-class history-making radio of the Phil Hendry Show, and that is if you go to philhendryshow.com and get a backstage pass. You have access to our archives there. You have access to the superb quality archives. You have access to the first-generation quality audio archives of our show and not some garbage that was tape-recorded off of a radio. You also have access to a 5-day archive of our video cast. You also have access to the daily podcast, which is essentially our radio show, minus all of the commercials and things like that. And we have our classic Phil podcast, which is a podcast from our archive, something that a classic piece of material that we make available to you. Our merchandise shop has our coffee mug, our shot glasses, our T-shirts, our legacy best of CDs. These are collector's items. Once they're gone, they are gone. These are the original best of CDs that we released with the artwork, all in the cellophane packaging. They haven't been touched, with the exception of two of them, the 2000 and, what is it, Bud, 2001?
No.
Well, which is it, man? Is it 2001?
Come on, man, spit it out. It's, yeah, no, yeah.
What is, yeah, no, yeah, 2000, never mind, 2000 and 2001 are autographed by me.
Yeah.
No.
No, yeah.
No, yeah.
I couldn't remember.
No kidding, man. I gathered that. Anyway, philhendryshow.com. Check it out and join us over there, okay? What the hell is that? Is that that auction that's still going on?
Yeah, we let the line open, man. It was a Jeff Dada auction that's still going on in Manhattan Beach. And Jeff says it's going to go. They stretch it out to 11:30. And you can come over and get, I don't know, they got some signed guitar and everything like that.
What kind of stuff have they got?
I don't know. They got a guitar that signed. Jeff signed one.
No, he can't. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares about that?
Well, that's what they're auctioning off right now.
I bet you people actually would get a Jeff Dada autographed guitar. All right, time now for...
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills here in Beverly Hills. I was going to say Ted's of Beverly Hills. Now, where's that located? Now, we're at Beverly Hills, and we've got the greatest all-day roasted pork loin. As well as prime rib. Yeah, come on out.
Well, I think we've lost Ted because that, once again, you have the auction line up.
Just the IMDb line.
IMDb line? You mean the equalized line that we have?
Yeah.
Well, you better get the right lineup because Mr. Bell is going to get really angry and he's going to ask us to play the commercial again because we've got the wrong... Where is he, man? Ted, is that you?
Phil, I was talking, and I had them turn a radio on. I didn't hear anything.
I apologize. We had an auction that was going on in another part of the city. And
well, that's fine, but I pay for a certain amount of time, and it doesn't matter.
Okay, I apologize, though, Ted. I really do. We had a technical mix-up there. Okay, anyway, Ted Bell is with us, and we are here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Ted, you wanted to talk about the building of this farmer's field, and I have the story here. This is from the LA Times. And again, folks, those of you listening around the country, it doesn't matter what city we're talking about. We have seen these stadiums going up, and we've seen a lot of different ways for them to be paid for. And we've, it's just very interesting to me how we make excuse after excuse after excuse for the building of these ballparks. We like to imagine that there's no public money being used. Well, okay. We like to imagine that the public money that is used is worth it. Well, okay. And in other words, there's quite a bit of rationalization that goes on. But the story says the following thing. Now that the city council has approved a general framework for Farmers Field, a proposed NFL stadium in downtown L.A., the next challenge is finding a team. Farmers Field developer AEG can now step up efforts to pursue a team from another city, a linchpin of the development agreement. It's big for the leaders there to make the commitment they have, said Dallas Cowboy Jerry Owner. What did I say?
What are you? You must have a brain tumor. Dallas Cowboy owner Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
I said Dallas owner Jerry Cowboy.
Something like that.
Wow. Said Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, who serves on the NFL Stadium Review Committee.
Can I jump in for just a second?
Go ahead.
You're doing a good job. It seems like this hour has gotten off to a very bad start. With that latest mistake that you made, it almost sounds, and I know that that's probably not the case, but it almost sounds as if you have something malignant growing in your brain. You messed up the beginning, so I come on, not on the hot on the heels of my commercial. I come on sounding like I'm a second thought that someone had. So I don't know.
You don't know what?
I just don't feel like it.
Ted, look.
I mean, for you to come on, Jerry owner, Dallas, Jerry Cowboy, Dallas owner, I was worried when I heard that. I really was. And then when you put me on, oh, sorry, we had an auction going at a bar in Manhattan Beach where a guy who I never heard of is auctioning off one of his guitars, and then I come on because, oh, yeah, we've got Ted.
No, I did not say, oh, yeah, we've got Ted. I said, where is Ted? And we had the lines crossed. It happens, okay? We often have a line crossed where we're going from one place to another. It's entirely my fault. I apologize.
How do you explain Dallas owner Jerry Cowboy? What is that about?
Yeah, what's that about?
You're not asking the questions. You understand?
What?
You're not asking the questions. Mr. Bell is asking the questions.
What's it about?
And neither are you asking the questions.
What's it about?
It's about the fact that my brain, as they say, farted. You know, it just was a brain blip.
You don't have any oxygen deprivation from that coffee ad, do you?
No, I don't have oxygen deprivation.
Because it sounds like something that a guy would have if he had a problem. But if you don't...
I don't have a problem. Can we move on with this?
All right.
Well, I mean, if your heart's not in it...
No, I'm fine.
The league has no intention of expanding beyond the current 32 teams, so AEG chairman Philip Anschutz must reach a deal with an existing team owner to relocate to L.A. The relocation would have to be approved by a 3/4 vote of the league's 32 owners. Now, this is a very interesting thing because, it would have to be approved by a three-quarters vote. Their arguments have been made that a guy who owns a business can move his business wherever the hell he wants to move it. And you don't have to get approval from anybody. Many of you do not remember, because you're too young, the contretemps that went on around the Oakland Raiders moving here. The Oakland Raiders moved to Los Angeles for the 1982 season, I think, 81 or 82. And it was a huge fight. It was an enormous fight by the NFL owners and Al Davis, whether they could move to Los Angeles. The Rams were here, but the Rams had moved down to Anaheim, so the Coliseum was empty. And Al Davis wanted to move the Raiders to the L.A. Coliseum. Well, he did anyway. And he was in this big public fight with Pete Rozelle, who was the commissioner. I don't really know how it was that he got to move to L.A., but as it turned out, Al Davis couldn't make any money down here. And his team went back to Oakland And in going back to Oakland, they had lost a great deal of goodwill here in the city of L.A. The people didn't particularly like the taste of Al Davis being in this city. And, you know, there were some hardcore fans, but I always felt that the Raiders were an opportunistic organization and were taking advantage of L.A. They pocketed $10 million.
Are you going to be done soon?
What did you do?
I hung up on him is what I did. I hung up on him for a change. That's what I did.
You know, he's sponsoring the hour, man. You know, Mr. Hall going to call in.
Let him call in. We'll be right back, folks. Our number, 877-8... Yeah, that's right. I hung up on Ted Bell. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. And I'm going to continue my story of how the, of how all of this came about here in the city of Los Angeles with pro football. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Wait, did you just hang up on me?
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking here with Ted Bell from, well, we were talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I did hang the phone up on him. David G. Hall?
Yeah, did I call him up?
No, I know you called him up. Yeah, David.
Let me tell you what happened. I'm over at Joe Buckham's house here, and he says, "Do you want to bust out the crooked branch?" I said, "Let's go for it." I don't know whether or not I had too much to drink or what it was, but he says to me that Dickman's on the phone, so I picked the phone up, and I thought I was going to laugh my ass off. He said to me, and I probably was had too much to drink. I was hearing things. He said that you hung up on Ted Bell.
That's right.
Yeah, come on. Tell me the truth.
I hung up on him.
You hung up on Ted Bell.
Yes, I did. And
why would you cut my throat from ear to ear?
Hold on for a minute now. Hold on.
Why would you take money out of my? Why would you take food off of my table? Why would you put your hands in my?
Hold on for a minute, or I'm going to hang up on you. I'm going to hang up on you too. Okay.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, you want to? Don't you push me, man.
You know, the word's out on you, Phil. The word's out all over this business. You're a hard ass, and you don't like management, and you hard ass everybody. The word's out.
You know, the word may be out, but you want to know something? I don't take any crap anymore from anybody. I don't give a damn if the guy is Ted Bell or not. I was explaining something to my audience, and he came on with a smart ass. You want to get to it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, here's how it went. First of all,
you shut up. I'll do it. I was talking on the air about giving some background on the football situation in Los Angeles.
What do you mean football situation?
I mean the stadium being built. I mean this guy Philip Anschutz. I mean the AEG group. I mean Farmers Field. And I was giving background about the Raiders. And it was a little bit involved, but I thought interesting. And all of a sudden he comes on and he says, are you going to be done soon? So I hung up on the rude son of a you-know-what.
Do you understand how much money that guy represents to this show?
I don't give a damn how much money he represents. There comes a point where even if the guy represents a lot of money, he's screwing up the show. Now, there's a certain thing that I want to do on this radio show, irregardless of who the sponsor is. Now, they can come on board for it, or they can take a hike.
I told you the word's out on you. You got that part, right?
The word's out on me. So what? So what?
Because a lot of people think you're a hard ass.
And a lot of people like me. And a lot of people like the work I do. And a lot of people like the radio show that I do. And a lot of people are willing to commit and bust their ass for the show.
Are you saying I don't bust my ass? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying what you ought to do is back me up and not just back up some guy because he happens to fill your pocket full of money.
So now we get to it. You finally got to it. Now you're saying it. Now you're saying that the buy loyalty is something that can be bought.
That, yeah, pretty much. That's what I'm saying.
want you to know something. That hurts.
Look, David.
No. I'm serious. That really hurts. That hurts me right here. It gets me right here. I'm pointing to where it gets me. Do you want to know where I'm pointing?
Goodbye, David.
Come on. I was only kidding.
877-876-PHIL. If Mr. Bell wants to come back on, we can talk to him.
He said he's only going to come back on account of if you played a jingle and then do and introduce him all over again.
On account of if I play the jingle.
Yeah, and you got to introduce him all over again.
Go ahead and play the jingle. I'll introduce him all over again. God.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Whoa. Hold on. Is there anybody there? Hey, turn the music off for a minute. Yeah. Phil, thank you, but I heard you go, God.
So you don't even want...
No, I don't want any editorial comment. Thank you very much.
All right. I guess we got to do it again, so go ahead and play it again, bud.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
You know what? Kill the music for a minute. Kill the music for a minute. You know what? I don't like that at all either.
And why?
Because it was sloppy. Okay, go ahead, bud. I want to hear it so like you're doing it. You know, like, hey, this is Phil Hendry, and now it's time for Ted Bell. I want to hear it like it's being, like you care. No. Wait. Don't go, professionally.
Yes, Mr. Bell, and welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL, and here we go, back on the Phil Hendry Show with another Ted Bell segment.
Perfect.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Didn't I just hear you call me an ass?
Well, you... Either you want me to play the jingle or not, I'm not going to do it one more time, okay?
I'm sorry. Yes, okay. All right, wait. Just let me, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to be a jerk. I'm just, I thought I heard you say A-S. Well, never mind.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Oh, man.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Come on down here to Ted's of Beverly Hills. The best prime rib, the best pork loin, the best baseball steak, the best New York, and our bone-in New York sirloin. Oh, yeah.
Here at Ted's.
Every night.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right. Now I'm feeling better.
All right. I'm glad you are. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. All right. So... I just wanted to wrap up the one thing about the Raiders. The Raiders, it was proposed by the city of Irwindale, and again, we go back to 1987, while the Raiders were still here, that the city of Irwindale, California, was going to build a stadium, and they gave the Raiders $10 million as a deposit for them to move to Irwindale.
Yeah, I know, and the Raiders took the money and went back to Oakland.
That's exactly what they did. So the Raiders don't have a very good history here. So football in this city has been replete with usurious owners and people that aren't getting enough money and decide to split and people that nobody wants to put anything of their own. The Raiders were as cheap as the day is long. Georgia Frontier and the L.A. Rams were the worst. I mean, you think a team that had been here for 40-plus 50 years, like the L.A. Rams had been, would have kicked in a majority of the money would have been theirs, but no. They go to St. Louis. They rob St. Louis blind. I hope it was worth it to you people in St. Louis. Raiders go back to Oakland where they're not getting full houses, where the glory days of the 70s are way, way behind them, man. That whole silver and black is badass. Don't make me laugh. Okay? Don't make me laugh. So that's what is that's the smell left here in the city of Los Angeles.
Phil, that was a very nice, you know, and I'm sorry if I said what I said, Phil, but you've left me with no time, you know.
Well, maybe if you didn't take so much time me having to play the jingle all over again and having to apologize.
All right, I'm sorry. Look at me, I'm the sponsor, I'm giving you money, and I'm apologizing to you.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, that's a first. Anyway, let me tell you what it means to me. I don't care what football team plays in the city of Los Angeles. I don't care if they play the football games at Farmers... Is that what it is? Farmer Field?
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
No, that's Farmers Insurance.
I know it's Farmers Insurance, but why is it Farmer Field? So I can imagine that we're going out to a field? Is that it?
I think that Farmer Field, yeah, probably.
Well, I don't want to close my eyes and think that I'm going to go out and sit in the end zone on my ass on the gray. You know, I don't want to do that.
All right, hold on. We got to take a break.
Oh, come on, will you?
We got to take a break. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And next hour, a segment with Art Bell on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I just got warmed up.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Now, this portion of Ted's of Beverly Hills is brought to you, this portion of the Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know what? Never mind. Can we go back? We can't go back.
Here
it's brought to you by Ted's.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
What's the problem?
Well, I mean, I messed up that time, but I wanted to go back anyway.
You know, we've been going back, and it is a feature of live radio, Ted, that things sometimes don't go right, and we just have to keep pushing on. I mean, we've come on this program tonight to talk about something specific, and it's a half hour, you know, and we haven't gotten in.
There was some housekeeping to take care of. First of all, you said to me, or you hung up on me, and that's a first. That's got to be a first.
I'm sorry that I found it necessary to do it.
And you don't want to say you're sorry.
I just said I'm sorry I found it necessary to do it.
That's not an apology. That's you saying that you're sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Why don't I believe you?
Ted, if you want to hear me hang up on you again.
So it's coming down to that, huh? Eyeball to eyeball, and we're in front of the whole world, and you're challenging me as sponsor in the middle of a recession. Okay. Okay, fine.
So can we go?
Yeah, you know, I really resent the fact that you've got this guy dancing.
I don't have anybody dancing.
Well, it's on CNN. Didn't you call Anderson Cooper and have this put on?
No, I didn't. Let's just...
All right, anyway, so we're going to talk about football, is that right?
Yes, we're talking about the L.A. Coliseum, not the L.A. Coliseum, the... you know, you're right. I got to get this. This Anderson Cooper.
I'm telling you, that guy is a disaster.
He's got a lot of women watching him. A lot of women like him.
Well, the stuff he puts on his show is the most irritating crap.
Yeah, no, you're right. Here it is again. I guess he thinks it's funny. All right. What I'm saying is this, that the football stadium downtown is going to be there regardless of whether there's public or private money. And I believe that there will be private money used, but I also think there will be public money used. And that's the part that I think is, you know, that people are not hearing.
All right, here's what I'm going to say. I don't care what kind of money they use. It doesn't make any difference to me. If they use all private money, I guess that'll be better because that keeps the public at bay. It means that the newspapers and so on, they're not complaining. I don't care if they use public money and the public likes it. I don't care if they use public money and the public doesn't like it. And, Phil, I'll go even further, and I think I speak on behalf of business people all through this city. I don't care whether they build a football stadium or not. It doesn't make any difference to me. But, and here is where it gets into, hold on, I'm on the phone right now. I'm on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm doing a radio show. Put them anywhere you want to put them. I don't care. I don't talk to them anymore. We got the Coopers coming in here, and I don't give a damn about them anymore.
That guy was a friend of yours.
Not anymore, he isn't. Not since the night I saw his Jaguar pulling away from the back of my house. And my wife is, you're home early? Oh, I thought you were going to San Francisco. Yeah, huh?
Wait a minute, man. Are you telling me that this guy and your wife...
That's what I suspect.
And you're still living at home, huh?
I'm not moving. What do you think this is? Hey, I'm going to move? No, I don't move. I stay, and I stay with my son. She can move.
I had no idea, Ted.
No, it's fine. We're doing fine. I love my wife. She loves me. We have a great marriage. But just, you know, I'm not stupid, that's all. I know what's going on. And I think she thinks I'm dumb. And Cooper, here he is with his wife. And
I don't want to give anybody the guy's first name.
I don't either.
Ted Cooper.
So
you didn't want to give him his first name, and now you...
I saw his car pulling away from my house at about 3:30 one morning when I came back from the restaurant, and she thought I was in San Francisco because she called me that day, and I was in San Francisco. Well, guess what? There's a thing called airplanes. You've heard of those, Bill?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Yes, I've heard of airplanes.
Well, guess what I did?
You got on one and flew to L.A.
There it is. Give the boy a cigar. I got on one, and I flew to L.A., and I came home that night, and she thought I was still up in San Francisco. And she said, oh, well, I'm so glad you're home. And I smelt that cheap, boy, what is that lousy, that Axe? You know that cheap cologne these guys wear?
Yeah.
The place reeked of it. And so the funny part, here's what I did. His birthday was July 7th. I got him about three bottles of that Axe, right? And I said, here's to you. I said, Ted, here's happy birthday from the other Ted, Ted Belts. We call ourselves the two Teds. And I said, happy birthday. Here's a case of Axe. You can put it on a Friday night or use it to get rid of rats, you know? And I said, I know I have, huh?
And okay, so you point made. That sounds like a horrific situation.
No, it's fine. Fine.
All right, well, then getting back to the stadium.
So getting back to the stadium, I don't care how they build it, but if they build it, and please keep this in mind, and I want everyone out there listening, especially in the Los Angeles area, especially in the business community, if they build a stadium for football in L.A., okay, you can take to the bank the fact that I, Ted Bell, I'll have one of the luxury suites between the goal lines. It's not an if, it's not a maybe, I will.
And now, do you know what the procedures or the protocols are? Because I don't know how they do that exactly.
I don't either, and it doesn't make any difference because I put them on notice. I put this guy on shoots on notice. I put everybody associated with this endeavor on notice, including the city councilwoman, I forget her name. I said, I get one of those boxes. Now, let me tell you something, Phil. I'm Ted Bell. I've got a steakhouse. It's in Beverly Hills. It does great business. People know who I am. I am Beverly Hills to a lot of people. You don't put a football stadium in the city of Los Angeles, and you don't put a football team in that stadium, and you don't schedule games and then have the games take place with a band and with people dancing and the field and this without Ted Bell. Ted Bell will always be there. See?
Well, Ted, so far it sounds like you're simply on the strength of your reputation, which I understand is a very strong one. You are. You say it's a fait accompli.
Absolutely.
That you will have a luxury box, but you've not taken any steps to secure that.
Yeah, yes, I have. What do you mean I haven't taken any steps?
Well, what are those?
I'm saying it. That's the steps I'm taking. I wrote a letter to this guy, Anschutz. I'm saying it on your radio show. I said it on the John and Ken show. I'm going to say it on the Rusty Humphrey show. I'll say it on The View. I don't care where they put me. I don't care what they feed me. I don't care what's in the green room. I don't care whether they limo me to the studio or I drive myself. I will say, and I say this with humility, but I say it nonetheless, I get one of the boxes. Me. Okay?
Why would you feel you need to come out preemptively and make this statement?
I don't want there to be any misunderstanding. Understand? And
I mean, there, obviously there's going to be competition, but I'm sure that arrangements between gentlemen, can be made.
Arrangements can be made, but I don't want anybody muscling in. I don't want anybody thinking they're going to muscle. No one's going to muscle me out. No one muscles me out. No one. So I heard, for instance, I'll give an example. I heard that this Jay-Z, whatever this guy is, all of these hip-hop guys, they think they're going to muscle me?
And is that what you're hearing now, the hip-hop community?
Yeah, a lot of these guys that are hip, these guys, this Jay-Z. And now I hear that this, what's your name, the one from Jersey Shore, this Snooki. All of these people, they think they're going to tell Ted Bell what he's going to do? This is my town, okay?
Well, look, ultimately, the people who have the financial interest in building and maintaining the stadium as well as getting a tenant are going to have the final say.
And if that case, then 10 Bell's at the top of the list. And all the hip-hop artists, all the rappers, everybody, they go behind me. You stand in line behind Ted Bell. And yes, I'll put it this way. One white face and a whole bunch of black faces behind him, okay? You want me to, you know?
Well, that wasn't necessary.
Well, I made out of it necessary. I'll just put it anyway. Anybody, just so I'm clear. Just so I'm clear. No one. And that includes, I don't care if it's Suge Knight. I don't care if Notorious, what's this, that Biggie guy, I don't care if they're still around, they're still kicking, they come back from the dead, it's Night of the Living Hip Hop, I don't care. Me, I get one of those sweets! Now, I hope I've made myself clear.
Why are you panicking here?
I'm not panicking, Phil.
Yes, you are. You're in an emotional mania here. Panicking about a luxury suite.
Because I've seen what some people do, and I see how people get screwed and hosed out of things. It's not happening to me. I've waited for years for football to come back to this town. And if football is going to come back to this town, it's not another broken promise. And we are going to have a stadium. And it's going to be downtown? No. No way. No. Ted Bell doesn't cut. I don't get cut out of that at all. Nobody cuts me out of that. No, I'll be there. I'll be there with bells on. And if that means literally bells on, I'll walk in there with bells attached to my shoes. I'll walk in with bells attached to my hat. I'll wear a hat with bells. I'll do whatever I do. Not because somebody told me, but because I told them. They're not going to say, why don't you come with bells on? I'm going to say, I'm coming with bells on.
I understand what you're saying, Ted. I understand. So this is about you making sure that you're going to...
And by the way, Phil, you are with me. Okay? This isn't just Ted Bell. This is Ted Bell and his friends. See, when you're with Ted Bell, everyone gets well. And I know that rhymes. I didn't mean it to rhyme. But, you know, you get when Bell's in town, everyone gets well.
Hello?
You lost the line.
I'll say you lost the line, but he was just saying some stuff that I really like, as a matter of fact. He said, when Bell's in town, everyone gets well. Why don't we take this opportunity to take a break then, huh?
Yeah, you're going to have to go down and back. I don't have a line in there.
Whatever that's said, but I didn't understand you. All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Ted Bell and the luxury box that he says, yes, he will have if they open that Farmer's Field in L.A., the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Now this portion of the Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. I hope I'm clear. If there is a stadium built in L.A., I get one of the luxury boxes, but that means Phil Henry gets the music.
What?
You mean what?
I just want to be clear. I get to use the box with you.
Yes. One thing about Ted Bell, and I think that I like to think, Phil, that any of us who have friends and any of us that have a reputation and we want to be considered to be honorable men, I don't think there's any doubt, Phil, that when we say something, it goes.
Well, hold on,
because I want to say this. Because I've been a sponsor of your program for a long time, Phil. And I want you to know something. When Ted Bell says that he's bringing you along, you're with me all the way.
I appreciate that very much.
You're with me all the way. When I say that you're going to be in that luxury box come game day at Farmer Field or whatever the hell they call it, and I hope and pray they don't. I really do. I hope and pray to God they don't, because I think that is death. You know, you live in the most sophisticated city in the world, and we've got movie stars, and they got a farmer, you know, why don't they call it Farmer John's? Why don't they call it the shed? You know?
I think it's just the farmer's insurance. I don't think it's anything heavier than that, you know?
Oh, you don't think it's heavier? You know? Is it heavy, baby? So what are the problems we've got here
You know what? I'm speaking the language that I speak. Excuse me.
No, I know that, but we've got to get classy in this town. We have been acting like pigs long enough. We live in a pigsty called the planet Earth. And the United States has turned into the one really ripe compost heap in the whole pigsty. And L.A. is the choice place where every pig goes to let it rip. Okay? So when you say, oh, hey, heavy baby, what I'm trying to say is...
All right, so excuse me for using a colloquial phrase like that.
What I'm just trying to say here is we got to class it up. I'm not going to a ballpark called Farmer Man or Farmer Boy.
Farmer's Field. That's the name of it.
Well, to me, it sounds hillbilly.
So are you giving up your box?
I ain't giving up any... What do you mean, am I giving up my box? What does that mean?
The football...
Oh, the football. No, I'm not giving that up. What I'm saying is I hope that we have a little bit more of a sophistication going on in this town, you know, as it pertains to that ballpark. That's all. But when they open that ballpark up, by God, I'm going to be there. I'll be there, or someone answers for it.
All right, we're talking to Ted Bell here about the new stadium. So what I'm hearing from you is that it really doesn't much matter whether the stadium is there or not, as long as you are included as a renter or the leaser or whatever of a box there. It says here that AEG, Ted, is working on state legislation to limit the type of legal challenges, including one it fears from backers of a competing stadium proposal in the city of industry. Now, this is where I was talking to people about this $10 million. They were going to build a stadium in Irwindale. What if the stadium is somewhere else?
Well, if it's someplace else other than L.A., if you're telling me that there's going to be a stadium in Irwindale, and I know that we're on nationally, let me just say this to the people that are listening. Irwindale is the California equivalent of Alamogordo right after they tested the first bomb.
And, oh, come, don't be stupid, okay?
I'm not being stupid. What do you mean stupid? Are you?
What do you mean Alamogordo after they tested the bomb?
Irwindale is a... There's nothing there. You trying to tell me there's something there?
Yes, there is something there. There's a brewery there. There's a city there.
There's a brewery there. That's what I've been able to see. I haven't seen a house. I haven't seen a road. The only road they got in Irwindale is 10 that goes right through it. Now, I'll say it again. Irwindale reminds me of a place... It reminds me of a South Pacific atoll right after the French said, we get to blow an H-bomb too. Watch this. Wee-wee. There you go. That's Irwindale. After the frogs got done with it.
You know something, man? You must really hate Irwindale or something.
I'm not going to any ballpark out there. I can bet that much. You know.
Well, I'll tell you this. Is that because of the locale?
Yes, it's because of the locale.
Well, that was one idea, Irwindale. And then there's another one called the City of Industry.
Same reason. I won't go there either. I'm not going to go anywhere where they've traded in industrial parks and gangs.
Boy, that's pretty hardcore. Irwindale may be an industrialized area, and the same for the City of Industry. But, you know, to say that it's gang-ridden.
Why do I see all of that graffiti and everything? I don't know. I don't like it. I'll go downtown, that's it. I don't care. And you know something? If you are involved at all, anybody listening to me right now, if you're involved at all in putting the stadium in Los Angeles, and you don't want Ted Bell to come anywhere near you or your stadium, put it in Irwindale. And I guarantee you...
Boy, that's insane.
You calling me insane?
Yeah.
I think you're insane going there. You know, you grew up out there, right?
I grew up in the San Gabriel Valley. I don't want to make this into Old Home Week, okay? The fact is, the Los Angeles City, like so many other cities, it has a metropolitan area. It has a second and third ring suburban area. And a lot of these ballparks that they have proposed over the years, this is the first time I ever heard of anybody saying, let's go ahead and put a stadium downtown. Los Angeles never seemed like it had the room, but I guess it does. And
it would be way better to put it downtown. You know it. I know it. Everybody involved knows it. You got to be out of your mind to put the stadium in Irwindale.
What about traffic coming downtown?
What about it? Put in that. How long are they going to fool around with that Metro Rail? I've been telling them for you. What's that? No, I don't want. Get that out of here. Banana split for dessert. You want one, Phil? Well, I'm going to have to take it over to you.
Yeah, I'd love one.
Well, I can't do it. You're too far away.
Okay, then don't ask me.
Okay, then I won't ask you. Hey, Phil, we're having banana splits for dessert, but you don't get one. Does that feel better? How's it feel, huh? Is that going out a little smoother?
You're going to need a little, preparation agent.
Okay, fine. Let's get back to the discussion here. The football stadium downtown.
The football stadium down. Put in the Metro Rail. Get serious about that. See, we don't have anybody in L.A., Phil, that knows what they're doing. We don't have any city fathers. We don't have any city mothers. We don't have any city sisters. We don't have any city nephews. We need a city something. We need somebody who will run. I have volunteered, I don't know how many times, but they don't want Ted Bell involved, because if I'm involved, I get stuff done. So they can put their stadium wherever they want to. They put it out in Irwindale. That means more cars on the freeway. That means they won't get the Metro Rail done. And it'll be 1975 all over again. And I won't go near it. I won't go near it with your season tickets. I'm Ted Bell. How's that?
That's a real... Well, look at Ted. We'll see what happens. I hope they do put it downtown, because you have, after all, promised me that I will be sitting there, you know, next to you.
Well, now that you've been giving me crap.
Well, what does that mean?
It means I changed my mind. Come on down. All right, everybody, come on down.
Well, wait, hold on for a minute.
Don't interrupt me while I'm doing a commercial.
Hold on for a minute. You turn that off. You said that I was going to be able to go to that ballpark with you if you had the season tickets.
Now, look at this. I didn't get my commercial, and they're playing that lousy bumper music on your show. Oh!
We'll be back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. I think he collapsed and is crying.
That's right.
Phil Henry.